I came down and looked at the site about 4 months ago with my brother when it was up for sale. And we looked at the site then. My brother and I are two fairly different people, and yeah, I'd say that he wasn't as sort of excited by the site as I was. And we decided, you know, not to pursue it any further at that point. Now about a week ago, just so happens I was going through some old emails and I stumbled across Mark Wilson's name, so I thought I'd fire him off an email and ask him what was happening with the site. I thought someone had already sort of bought it and wanted to know if it had been completed or not, because I kind of kept had the site in the back of my mind. So, yeah, he said no, it hadn't been, and it was good timing that the, you know, the receivers were looking to do something fairly quickly. Yeah, and the rest is history, as they say. So I did a bit of research over a couple of days, read a lot of reports, ones that some of them I already had, to refamiliarise myself with the site, and yeah, I went down there on the weekend, and yeah, the rest is history, as they say.
And now you're the owner.
yeah, which is great. My auntie and uncle used to live about 300 metres away from the you know, the factory, so
right.
You know, I've been going down there for, you know, quite a number of years as a little boy. So yeah,
okay.
Great.
So you mentioned that your brother and you had quite different views about it. What was it about the site that really, I guess, attracted you then?
Yeah, I think I'm probably more drawn to the heritage side of things than my brother is. Yeah, he thought it was all a bit too hard, I would say. Where you know, I think quite differently to that. There's no getting away from this big there's a big job ahead. Yeah, I think it's a great spot. I love the history of the site, and yeah, looking forward to doing something great with it.
Indeed. We'll talk more about, I guess, where it is up to now in a moment. But give us more of an idea then of the sorts of other things perhaps that you've done, because I gather you've done some redevelopments or in the process of that.
So yeah, so a couple of years ago we bought the Lura Hotel in Camperdown. We've renovated, completely renovated that building. Which was a decent sized project. We own the T&G building in Geelong, which again was a very big project. There's a lot of heritage overlays and so forth with that building. I'm currently restoring the St Albans Stud in Geelong, which is a you know, state level. It's got state level heritage overlays on that.
Right.
So yeah, I'm pretty drawn to the heritage side of things. You know, which is, you know, something I enjoy being involved with.
Right. And in all those cases then, the object of renovating them, et cetera, for you is to achieve what?
Well, first of all, I like to see things, you know, not be neglected and let go, I would say. With the T&G building, when we bought that, it was pretty run down. It was extremely run down, I would have said. The same with the Lura Hotel. I mean, very unloved, I would have said, when we bought it. And then when the last tenant left, he basically wrecked the place on the way out. So, yeah, it was a big rebuild job. But, yeah, I just, you know, we look at them, try to you know, renovate these properties as an investment. You know, sometimes we then on-sell them or whatever, but, you know, the site down in Warrnambool, I've got no sort of plans to do that.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
So what are you seeing then for the site in Warrnambool? I mean, as you mentioned,
well,
it is a
very
great
good question, Jeremy, and one that I sit here and with 100 papers over my table here in the office in China where I work from, sort of looking at all the different possibilities at the moment. So, but what I'm sort of focused on at the moment is trying to, you know, get the place secure and safe, and as an immediate thing, get all the water, you know, the holes in the roof, which some of them are substantial, get all those sort of patched up and you know, go from there.
Mm. I mean, there have certainly been quite a few suggestions in the past with the previous owner as to some of the plans he's had, which I think have included possible, you know, aged accommodation or something like that. There've also been all sorts of suggestions about various community usages, and some of those have happened and some of them haven't because of the various difficulties, I guess, of the site. So do you have any sort of thought, though, as to what you'd like to really see there or
no,
even just
not,
some
not,
ideas?
You know, yeah, not really at the moment. But yeah, as I think I said in the newspaper the other day, is I don't want to go in there and knock everything over.
Mm.
I have my own view on the heritage sort of part of the, you know, the heritage aspects of that site. I think the ball's very important. I think the gardens are very important. I think the old, it's called the Quonset Hut, is very important. Mm. And then a lot of the other stuff with the older buildings, in terms of the actual heritage aspect, are not so vital in my eyes. But I mean, everybody's, you know, certainly got a view on that.
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, for people who have seen inside them, and indeed, I think it was probably about a month or two ago, I got to have a look behind the scenes in some of those factory areas, which are, as you say, in very bad condition. I mean, it is hard to imagine, I guess, what you could possibly do with that in terms of salvaging it.
Yeah.
So,
the one thing I would say to that, Jerry, is nothing's impossible. Mm. And things can get, we've resurrected things in far worse condition than that. So, there's parts of the Fletcher Jones factory that's really like rabbit warrens. Certainly the very oldest part of the building is, it's just been sort of room tacked onto room. So, in the newer parts, where the market operates, the two parts, that's a lot easier, because it's sort of a lot more open and pretty easy to do stuff with, but the oldest sort of section, apart from the Quonset Hut, is sort of really a labyrinth of rooms.
Yeah. You know? So it sounds like it's still very much up in the air, is it, as to whether you might, or how much of that you might save or potentially...
I'd say sitting here today, I'm certainly more on the side of saving as much as possible than knocking some of the stuff down, so that's the one thing I would say.
Hmm.
I've got some local people at the moment quoting on fixing up all the roof, and I've got the local engineering company going to start to do some work on the ball in the next 2 weeks. They're going to cut down some, there's a couple of rusty pipes up there that are just don't look too flash when I was standing under them the other day, and I noticed that the Heritage Victoria did an engineer's report recommending that something's done with them. I'm going to get onto that very quickly.
Right,
Don't want anything falling on the people walking past on the footpath, that's for sure.
No, indeed. I guess, look, part of the other, I'm possibly putting words in places where they don't belong here, but I'm imagining with the previous ownership that there perhaps were some projections about what might be possible in the site, or what the importance that it might play, I guess, within as part of a wider sort of tourism circuit, perhaps.
Right.
I mean, from your point of view, you're obviously making this purchase, I guess, means that you see some future, not just for the site, but for Warrnambool as well, or for this part of the
world? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think Warrnambool's a great spot, and certainly this site is in a great location. It's on the main road, and I think it's a bargain.
Right.
So I think there's lots of stuff we can do with it. I've just got to kind of work out what's the sort of the best use for it, and work on from there.
Yeah, I guess its story as well is obviously intrinsic to the whole site as well, and its oddities and eccentricities.
What kind of draws me to it, to be perfectly honest. I mean, one of our companies that we run over here in China is a textiles company. We manufacture clothing over here in China, so I'm pretty drawn to the actual Fletcher Jones story and how that, you know, all about it. So
So you would see that as being an integral part of any changes, any development that goes on, though, that has to, or in terms of trying to retain as much of that as you can?
Oh, no question. I mean, anyone who knows me knows I'm right into the heritage aspects of the stuff that we do. So, much so.
So it sounds like you've certainly got some plans for some maintenance and so on to happen, well, pretty soon, which is great.
Yeah, straight away. I want to stop the torrential downpour of water that goes into about 23 different spots in that building at the moment. And when I say torrential, some of the holes are a metre by metre.
Indeed, yeah.
You know, so, but pretty easy to sort that out pretty quickly. So we'll get that done. And obviously the security sort of aspect, there's a lot of broken windows, there's stuff hanging off around the back. Got to clean up all that sort of thing, start to get some of these areas alarmed and secured and start to take a bit of care of the place.
And for the current tenants and groups who are there and who do use some of those spaces, what does the immediate future hold for them?
Oh, well, I think it's a good future at this stage. I'm not in any hurry to move anyone out or do anything like that. I want to talk to all of those people, see what their sort of ideas are and that type of thing. I've got a bit of work to do there. Lex has been helping me down there, the gardener, who's done it, you know, and his wife and the volunteers to keep the gardens going. They've done a fantastic job. Yeah, he's been helping me coordinate with some of the people down there. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Great. And, of course, you mentioned you were here as well quite recently, and you are back in China now. Are you planning to visit again at some point soon?
Oh, yeah, I sort of come back every month. I am doing different things. I'll definitely, there's a lot to do with this site. So a lot of things that need to be, set into motion. So, yeah, I will definitely be down there very regularly over the next few months.
Fantastic. Just lastly, perhaps, I mean, there's a very active or a very sort of large, I guess, you know, Facebook group that's sprung up in recent times, all about, we'll focus more perhaps on the silver ball, but certainly looking more widely at the site as well. Obviously, there are those heritage ideas and so on. Do you imagine you'll be doing much or indeed any consulting with people in Warrnambool?
Absolutely. I want to talk to all the people who have an interest in the site, most definitely. I mean, I'm a member of the Save the Silver Ball and Fletcher James Gardens. I was a member of it before I bought the place. That was kind of one of the reasons I was sort of drawn back to the site. So I think they've done a wonderful job to get awareness of the site and the heritage aspects of it. So, yeah, most definitely.